Hey, what it do? I'm Rock.
It's your boy Smoke.
And this Taz.
And this is Off The Rock, man. What's up, guys? What's good, man? What's good, man? All y'all, man. Look, I already know how it's going down in the hood. If you go to any Walmart, any store near you, we got the battle of the toilet paper wars going on every aisle 9 through 16. You get your gloves, you get your weights, and you take your behind down there and fight for some toilet paper for a respiratory virus. Man.
Why you pulling up to the stove?
Trying to get us a toilet paper roll. Yeah, gonna have to throw some hands. Oh man, come on, man. You know I got more bands and stuff. What?
Stop it. Just go on with the show, my guy.
Anyway, guys, my rap career was over right before it started.
Rockefeller.
So how y'all weekends go this week, man? How y'all doing? How y'all staying coronavirus free out here?
Yeah, you know. Yeah. You know, beating
the
system.
A struggle out here.
My brother.
Oh my god.
I mean, what you want me to do? I gotta stay away from, you know?
Yeah.
Brother man.
Gotta stay quarantined up a little
stay
bit.
Stay away from the system.
So you Dolomite in the corner today?
Yeah.
Oh my god. So any of y'all got a chance to get out this weekend or y'all all stayed inside?
I ain't staying inside for nothing.
Man, I can't stay inside. I got
I'm just
a
staying
five.
Away from people. I mean,
what?
My job don't care. You
yeah,
got
you
work.
Old cuz. You ain't going to work.
I'm surprised y'all ain't getting no packages from China yet.
Sure, we probably did.
Probably you open them.
Corona bomb
nope.
in there, boy.
That's why I got gloves, boy. I don't play that.
Facts, man. Y'all, any of y'all have a crazy weekend this weekend?
No.
True.
I really, nothing happened.
I thought we had some stories today.
No, this virus done wiped everything out, cuz.
All I did was just go get a tattoo, so that's it.
And it wiped everything.
Where you get the tattoo at, bro?
Shout out to my dog Dayon Travis. Travis Empire.
Back.
Look, he a dope tattoo artist.
Inked
bro.
Up, cuz yeah. on the set.
So if y'all looking to get a tattoo, holla at him, Dayon Travis Senior on Facebook.
Yep,
hit him up.
True. But yeah, that's why they hit for real.
What you get a tattoo of, bro?
Oh, I got a tattoo of my mama and my grandmama.
The same
name.
Person you ain't buy nothing for Valentine's Day.
Oh,
huh?
You? Ooh.
Why you go back like that, though?
Hey, man, we keep receipts on him.
I mean, yeah, it is the truth, though. Man, you going to get a tattoo, but you could
I
get
mean,
no
but
roses.
I gave her something for her
you
birthday.
You could at least got some fake roses.
Okay, though. I mean, I guess that kind of count.
Because her it's birthday was right around count. The corner from Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay. So you got the 2-for-1 special. You going to do your mama like that?
Yeah.
I'm going to stop grilling you on you. So, all right, so you got the tattoo of your mama. Where you get the tattoo at so the listeners can know?
Sure. I got that Travis Empire. That's why I got it.
Uh-oh.
Look him up on Facebook.
He go get
you. I meant, like, body parts, Smoke.
Oh, I didn't know what you were talking about. My bad.
What area did you get your tattoo?
I got it on my left arm.
Okay, then.
I got a couple clouds around it and a Bible verse.
Okay. All right, then.
Are you going to get the whole sleeve? Because you've been talking about it for about 3 years.
Yes, so I'm going to get the whole sleeve.
Finally.
Next month.
Yeah, there you go, pushing it away again.
Turn up.
No, like, for real. Like, I'm a real deal drop it and just be like, forget it. I'm going to do this. I'm going to take it like, you know, like a G.
We should do tattoos as a culture project.
You gonna pay?
What?
That's why we got sponsors, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow. Okay.
Well, guys, I had a kind of eventful weekend, man. This weekend, I decided to kick it with my nephews, man. We decided to go out to Cottage Hill Park. I went out there with our football. We decided, you know, to get on down on some football, man. So a couple of my friends and my nephews and stuff went out there, and we got down. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. When I was out there, I tried to bring out my best, you know, Richard Sherman impression. I was picking them off and you know what I'm saying? I was jamming people at the line. And then I woke up the next morning and I was crying, bro. I went from Richard Sherman on the field to Lionel Richie in the bathtub.
Oh, my.
Bro, I was hurting, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Did you stretch?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, took too long.
Yeah,
I believe.
Right. I did take too
yeah,
long.
Yeah, there you go. That's,
I should have taken even longer with them damn stretches. I would have been all right.
Needed some icy hot.
Yeah. I ain't going to lie to you, boy. Waking up was not easy.
Y'all getting old.
You ain't lying. Then I had went to the store.
I said y'all. I didn't say me. I'm just okay.
Then I had went to the store, man, because you know I got still. I got a 9 to 5, bro. You gotta work. Gotta do what you gotta do out here with these coronavirus times. But like, I pulled up to work, man, and it was like a war zone. I looked around and everything was gone. Like, I'm walking down Walmart, all the aisles are getting empty. Pepsi selling like Coke. I'm like,
yeah, you know something going on.
What? That's what I said. And then I'm like, all right, well, maybe I get done with this stove fast and out of the woodwork. 11 o'clock came and people was running through that with toilet paper rolls. They were going. I mean, just going everywhere you seen people running through the streets like little Naruto people with the toilet paper rolls.
I'm still trying to understand this whole toilet paper thing.
I don't know, bro.
Like, it's crazy. Oh, go ahead.
What up with the food? I ain't gonna lie to you, bro.
Like, they take all the meat products, but they ain't take no fruit or veggies.
Like, I ain't seen nobody go in there and get actual groceries. I've been seeing toilet paper.
These some uncharted waters that we're going into. I promise to God, if we all get quarantined over here and they lock everything down, I am not trading no food for no toilet paper rolls. I don't care if you got 50. You ain't getting the chicken wing for me with some toilet paper rolls.
It's getting so bad. It's crazy. Like, my wife called me and she was like, bro, I just seen an old lady fight. I was like, what? She was like, she just took this man toilet paper. He snatched it back. And unfortunately, he broke her heel. Said it was a black lady standing right there. The black lady walked around her and went to the man and said, are you all right? She was like, yep. And that when it was time to go, oh boy, I said, dang, if I was there, I could have been famous. I would have recorded that.
Oh my God. Man, I seen something on Facebook. Facebook was like, gas prices below $2. People finally washing their hands and washing their ass. Maybe America is really great again.
Bro.
I'm like, oh,
look, at this point, we got to call it what it is right now. Look, the gas is low. I don't know how long I want to deal with this. But, I mean, gas prices, I can deal with this a little longer.
Yeah, man. I guess so. I just know we reaching a different, like, state. Just a state of emergency. But... well, we know we doing some different states in the world. We're going to go on and hop into this state of the program. This segment is brought to you by Mobile Mugshots, home of the best burgers in town. They also have the best bar and lunch specials from 2 to 6. But wait, if you mention Off the Rock Podcast at the Mobile location and buy 2 entrees, you get free chips and Rotel. What's better than that? Go visit the Mobile Mugshots. I can't express how bad I feel for each program in the Sun Belt, man. I cannot express that because, like, with this coronavirus outbreak and what it's doing around the country and how it's just taking every sport that we know away from us. But I feel so bad for those kids that prepare the entire season for them to finally go up in tournaments and championship games and go and win goals and not have that chance. I feel so bad about that for them. How do y'all feel about the coronavirus taking away possible championship experiences and tournament experiences from these programs?
It's crazy. It's just really wiping out everything. It turned from some just being talked about to we actually seeing it happen. Like, this some serious now. I'm still confused. I don't understand it. Like,
Smoke, what's your thoughts, man?
Man, it's crazy to me because, like, we ain't going to have no March Madness.
Nope.
We ain't going to have no Kentucky Derby.
Wait a minute.
We ain't going to have no XFL.
Hey, I'm just happy he ain't say Kentucky Fried Chicken. I'm just happy he ain't say Kentucky Fried Chicken, bro.
I mean, we ain't gonna have.
We don't even have. I think coronavirus might be on the marble contest that we was talking about in the first episode.
Dang, bro.
You ain't lie, man. I just
gotta stick to bowling, yo.
I'm looking at it, and this virus is affecting. I know it's taking away like the NBA, the MLB, the NFL, but like some things that people don't understand that the virus, with all of that being taken away, it hurts other people, like the hotels around these places and the people that work in those arenas. And it also take away from the musicians that play in those restaurants around those areas. It is affecting so many people. And, you know, I just send my prayers and thoughts to all of those people. And, I mean, some places, some players, some owners have came out and said that they're donating millions of dollars, you know, to help those that'll be out of work but due to this virus, you know. And we thankful for all of that. But I feel definitely bad for my program because God knows this was, like, the best basketball team South had in 10 years. And honestly, I don't think they really have anything to show for it yet because of the tournament being taken away. Even with Troy, Troy had a good team. Wouldn't know what they would finish, you know, with the tournament taken away. UAB, not so much. But
disrespectful once again, my friend.
Good thing is, y'all don't have to wait the end of that. You can try again next year with no discrepancies. Like, we can't really talk about what y'all would have done.
Just like y'all football season.
I wish it would have got taken away. But nah, you know,
they just need to put y'all out.
Whatever. The good thing is though, I mean, they came out, NCAA said they're gonna grant the seniors another year of eligibility for you know, this virus outbreak. So some seniors get to come back and do it again if they so choose. But you gotta think about it, they also put universities in the bind because they gotta try to the money. It costs almost $70,000 to $80,000 for a scholarship, and then you gotta reallocate the ones that the seniors, and then on top of that, the freshmen is coming in. You gotta really, you know, do the numbers for that, man.
They got that money, they can do it.
But I know South maybe you I mean, yeah, y'all Troy, suck, but not like places like Iona, even Even community colleges are being affected by this, you know?
Yeah, true.
But
they better figure it out.
Yeah.
Playing facts with these kids like that.
Facts, man. And I just, you know, I hope we find a solution and find a solution fast, because I don't know if I can take months, maybe half a year with no sports, bro. I don't know what my life looked like without sports. These past couple weeks been hard.
Yeah, I know. I just found out I got married.
My God. Oh, man.
Man, look, I came home. It was this woman in here. I mean, I didn't have a problem with it, but it just confused me. I was like, okay. I mean, I can get used to this.
You better be careful. That woman's in the studio again. Shout I know. Out I'm, the key vid.
I had to bring her with me, you know? Like, I got to get used to this.
Yeah, but and one thing darling, you ain't going to forget is when she wrapped those arms around your neck and choke you to sleep, we're going to be like, Taz have left the podcast. Filling in, we got Key. Before cool, the cops come.
She cool though.
Let's see how many segments she can get in before the cops come. But yeah. You know, I found out I got a cat. I forgot I even had one.
What?
Yeah. My name's Oreo too. And she like I would say she like long walks in the park, like smoke over here, but she likes cat food, the dry ones, not the wet ones. I found that one out too.
Wow, pause.
Pause. Wait a minute, wet ones?
Not the wet ones, like children.
Food?
I mean, it's I don't just, know. It's just how
we
it
gotta
sounded.
Throw a flag on the pause here, because that right now we gotta go back to the drawing board for that one. But
just
anyway,
saying, why is it wet? That's what the pause was.
Because it's food.
Oh my God,
yeah, this don't sound right.
Exactly, but, like I was saying, before I was, you know, rudely paused.
Whatever you want to call it. Me and my wife got this, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Reports came out, man. Donovan Mitchell got the coronavirus. A dude named Todd got the coronavirus. Who would know him if he played better?
Wow.
Hey, man, it is what it is.
Okay, go ahead.
I said Donovan Mitchell. Then came out reports Kevin Durant got the coronavirus. He ain't even know it. He came out and said, man, I feel fine. I don't.
All of them been saying that.
That's the dangerous thing about this virus, man. Everybody like, I feel fine. So just imagine, you could be in a grocery store, a lady talking to you, she feels fine. And then you go home, you feel fine. And you go to the doctor for your little checkup, and you ain't fine. You got COVID-19.
It's like a cell number.
Well, what?
Cell block.
Cell block, folks. Hey, who's the, they said it was a coach also had it. Who's the guy from Detroit? Is that the one you named?
Oh, no. That was, I think he was a player from the Wizards.
Some guy from Detroit got it, too.
God, man. I thought it, well, no.
He was the third that figured out.
Mobile do got cases, man.
Yeah.
Mobile got cases. There was one at Mobile Infirmary.
False.
It was false?
It was false. They just had the flu.
That's even worse.
Shout out to my moms for that.
Okay, updates. Then.
Yeah, they just had the flu.
Okay, then. Oh, Baldwin County had a
yeah, they got a couple.
Yeah, they got a couple. That's kind of close to where I work, so I'll be washing my hands every now and then. Like, we can't even do like handshakes and like knuckle bumps. We got to do the kid and play. Like, you got to give me the ankle.
Bro, I seen a video, like, and they real deal did it all the way through and then walked off. I was like, yeah, we got to be eye to eye.
Yeah, you got to be eye to eye with this thing, man. But yeah, man, coronavirus, bro. Y'all need to, again, like we've been saying for the past episodes, wash your hands.
This sounds so bad, but I'm just trying to figure out. So, you get it from if somebody breathing or coughing on you. We grown. Why are you doing that? Them fight. What? Like, we fight.
Yeah, facts.
Why you ain't washing your hands?
That's like, come and on,
covering
man.
Your mouth when
exactly.
You cough.
Maybe that's the reason why we don't have it in Mobile.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like,
yeah, that's facts. I have seen some people, though, in the Baldwin County area go to the bathroom and not wash their hands.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? Somebody did that crap, and then I came out the door, and them fools tried to shake my hands.
Oh, yeah, you got smack around the forehead.
You
just be like, what's up, my guy? Right across the forehead.
I almost gave that man an old-fashioned Stone Cold Stunner. Like... Hey. Oh no. Hey, you know yesterday was 316?
Dang, it was. You definitely should have did it then. Like, oh, yeah. You know what today is?
But what? And we don't give a damn because Stone Cold says so.
What?
And what?
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 What? What? But yeah, man, I mean, honestly, that's the only thing that I know that's been going down on the programs. I mean, the recruiting periods are in a dead period. There's like a no contact period. Well, in the dead period, that just means no face-to-face contact, but they can talk on like Twitter or text messaging or something during the dead period. So it's not a lot going on campus, but I still know recruiting players, they're all still hard at work. But, you know, I just hope they be safe too. I know the kids at the dorm for South Alabama had to be relocated. They had to leave, but South Alabama said they are refunding them all of the things that they didn't use, as far as like dorms for the rest of the year, food packages, meal plans that they had. They're all giving that money back, so they're not like holding on to it. Because I know at Vanderbilt, bro, last week those kids got told that they on Monday and they had to be out of there on Sunday.
Dang.
Oh, yeah. It was like eviction notices, bro. So I'm happy South didn't quite take that approach. They was a little bit, you know, better about that. But as far as the programs go, bro, that's about as deep as it went, man. I'm just sad there's no sports, active sports.
Yeah, we got to get it back. This is
I'm missing you.
He always singing.
I don't know what he be doing, man. But whatever Smoke doing, I got to be on it.
It's a sad moment, though.
We got to rock with Smoke, man. And we also got to rock with this league. Rocking Around the League is brought to you by Hindenburg Pressure Washing. Man, your business looking down? Your home lost its spark? Man, hit up our friends at Hindenburg Pressure Washing. Let them give your place the facelift it needs. Let them pull up so other customers can pop up. Taz, hit them with the number.
All right, that number is 251-206-5875. Once again, 251-406-5875.
Man, hit up our friends at Hindenburg Pressure Washing. Man, the league has definitely been rocking and rolling this week, these past couple days. As soon as the legal tampering time jumped off, the league jumped off, man. It's been some crazy trades, bro. We got to go down here and we're going to talk about who rocked the trade and who dropped the rock, man. So, I'm going to say rock the trade out the gate goes to the Arizona Cardinals, man. Like, they went out there and got them another premier guy who can go up and get change, go up and get the rock and change the entire game with D-Hop, man. How y'all feel about that D-Hop trade?
Yeah, that was a winner. Houston, you have a problem.
Yeah, but,
I don't know what in the world. I don't know what to say. You could have gave a whole offensive line before you would have gave him away.
Hey, and in the words, you know, matter of fact, it's the day that John happened. In the Leprechaun Day words, over there at Houston, it was a crackhead. They got a hold to the wrong stuff.
Hold on. But on the low, Houston won. Because they got...
Bro, you the only dude in America
listen,
that think that.
Listen, because they got David Johnson.
Who is that?
And they got Randall Cobb.
Randall Cobb who? Ain't did that in how long?
Randall Cobb.
Who?
Okay. You talking about the same Randall Cobb that ain't did that since he left the Packers?
So, basically, They got some rusty kneecaps and some butterfingers is all you saying.
Who got Randall Cobb ain't got no butterfingers.
How many teams he been on in the last two?
He ain't did that.
That's it.
He ain't did nothing since he left the Packers.
He wasn't even doing nothing then.
But y'all still can't doubt the Texans.
Okay. So how many years? How many years did Randall Cobb, how many seasons did Randall Cobb have where he didn't drop a pass?
We'll wait.
We'll be here all day. The coronavirus will be have a vaccine by the time you get an answer for this.
Wide receivers do. Hopkins doesn't.
Exactly.
You said it right. Wide receivers do. Hopkins doesn't. Don't.
And the fact that they got him and Larry Fitzgerald on the other end.
Houston
has a problem.
We're not talking about them anymore. It's nothing.
There ain't nothing to talk about.
Okay. They don't need one.
Yes, they do.
Why?
Right.
They got all the receivers.
They did it all last year with the bubble screens and all that.
I mean, that was the first season, though. The first season with the quarterback, I mean, what you expect?
With the running backs that are in this draft, they do not have to be in a hurry to sign a trash running back.
They definitely are finna get
going to sign a trash running back.
They don't have to.
I already know they are.
Matter of fact, I mean, like, they don't have to, man. They really don't. And it was either David Johnson or Drake they were going to pay the money. They still got the option to pay Drake the money, bro.
They definitely going to get a running back.
They going to need to pay him.
Yeah. Anyway, so Arizona definitely is winning right now. The bigger winner would be the Bucks, but we got to wait until this Tom Brady thing goes through. If they can sign Tom Brady on when this pod will be released on Wednesday, if they could sign Tom Brady Wednesday night, the Bucks really rocked the free agency world.
He going.
Yep.
The fact that they made these posts and everything all on social media, it's Tom Brady. He'll kill something fast if it ain't true.
Yeah, true. He would. Like he did with the Patriots, man.
Yeah, he killed it. I'm talking about put the
Edelman, he's coming back. No, I'm not.
No, I'm just going to tombstone y'all real quick and just let y'all know I ain't coming back.
Yeah, well, let me put you on your neck one good time.
Yeah, he...
Man, but...
Hey, but I was right, though. I told y'all. He wasn't going to Tennessee.
You were right, which I think was stupid on Tennessee part. And then let's just talk about the Titans real quick. So the Titans had the the option to franchise tag a player, right? And then they go out and they franchise tag the wrong one. Why in the world would you franchise tag Derrick Henry and then you not franchise tag Tannehill? Tannehill had a good half a season. You won. You got to the playoffs on the back of Henry. You did not get on to the playoffs on the arm of Tannehill. Tannehill had a good half a season, and you decided to pay this man $100 mil? Are you kidding me?
I told you it was going to happen.
I knew it was going to happen.
It's a quarterback league. I told you that they were not going to let him go because he didn't took them to the playoffs.
Now you just made it where you have to basically reset the market when it comes down to Henry's deal.
That means he finna get a big check.
He finna get the biggest.
He finna get the biggest check.
Zeke gonna be like, dang, when he see his check.
That's it. Oh, you know Zeke gonna ask for more. When it's time,
Zeke already got Zeke can't enough, get no man. More, man. That dude just got a deal last year. Matter of fact, his deal messed up the deal that they could have gave Dak.
If they don't do nothing this year, he gonna be looking to get up out of there. Any way possible. He might start getting in trouble just to get up out of there.
I don't know who want that albatross of a contract, bro. I can't tell you one team. But the Titans really messed up on that one. And then, you know, I mean, they traded, let Mariota go to the Raiders, which they picked up a valuable asset. But now they got a QB, you know, battle on their hands. What they going to do with Derek Carr? They going to get rid of him? Or what? But they putting assets around to, you know, make Mariota look better. And I think with Gruden and his style of play, Mariota fits his style of play better than Derek Carr do, because he like a little bit of mobility with his quarterbacks. Like, he like a little more athleticism.
Yeah, you got a point. I believe that. I don't feel like he gonna start over him, though. If he do, that means he just killed him in camp. Yeah. I mean, but starting out, in my eyes, nah. But it might change in camp. It might be something different.
Facts. Another team that rocked the free agency world, I gotta say, was the Colts. The Colts went out and got them some valuable assets. Shout out to my guy over the bearded one on Twitter, my friend Ty, also the host of the American Spectacle podcast, and he gave us a shout out on his podcast, so it's only right if we give him one back, man. Y'all go listen to this thing. He got a good word in politics and good word in sports and music. But he's a huge Colts fan, and he's definitely loving the fact that Phillip Rivers is on the Colts, and they also went and got them some valuable pieces on the defensive end. Smoke, how you feel about Phillip Rivers being on the Colts, man?
Man, that's booty.
Booty, man. I don't know.
Bro, Phillip Rivers, though.
I don't know.
I feel like Phillip Rivers better than the quarterback they had.
He's Jacoby Brissett?
He, arm-wise, no.
Bro, Phillip Rivers.
But system... To run a whole system, yeah, I give it to Phillip.
Phillip Rivers is overrated.
I don't know, man. He's I can't overrated. Really make an accurate read on the I would level give you of that, him right though. Now. But the only reason why I can't make an accurate read is because he's going from, obviously, the worst offensive line to one of the top three offensive lines, if not the best one in the NFL. So I really can only make my fair judgment for Phillip Rivers and the state of QB that he is right now. After the first three games.
Yeah, true. Because, I mean, they ain't been helping him at all.
They haven't.
The point that he's at right now is because of them not having an offensive line.
Yeah. When you get smacked around and you only got 2 seconds to throw the ball, shit gets weird after 2 seconds, bro. When you only got 2 seconds to get the ball out of your hand.
Yeah,
man.
That ain't no fun.
You go
fun.
To seeing double, triple, and you just start throwing the different colors. And that's the reason why some of the interceptions that he have can't be forgivable, but we can't forgive all of them. So I get why you feel the way you feel about Phillip Rivers, but I'm like, give him a chance over at the Colts. He also got more weapons to throw to.
True. But,
that is true.
But, like, another thing I realized, like, the NFL turned more into a mobile quarterback game a little bit.
It's fun.
That's fact.
Like... We don't see Peyton Manning style, you know, type.
You can't. I mean, even if you look at Peyton Manning when he got to Denver, he was able to move around a little bit. I mean, but what you expect, though? This not the 90s. Like, these D linemen running 4.5s. You don't have no choice unless you just, you know, like concussions. Like, you're going to get killed. You're going to keep getting hit. True. So you got to be able to move a little. Enough to at least just get away from the defender. But,
and that's real. And another mobile quarterback that's kind of bouncing out. The Panthers decided to go with Teddy Bridgewater over Cam Newton, man.
Did we have discussed this? I'm still, you know.
I'm just upset about the way that it went down. All right? Because. Because of the, like.
The fight.
Before the season, like, when the season ended and they decided to go out there and get their new head coach, him and Joe Brady came out and was like, we love Cam Newton. We want to have Cam Newton. Cam Newton fits our style and what we want to do here.
BS.
But then you go, and the Panthers go out and say, Cam Newton and the Panthers mutually wants to seek a trade.
And they lied.
And lied their ass off. Cam Newton came out and was like, that ain't nothing. That's not what I said. I never agreed to this.
Oh, man.
And then you go and you sign Teddy Bridgewater. Like, how come you couldn't be a man about this in a situation? Cam, we want to go in a different direction.
Because they knew it was BS. And they had already went out and went to the media and said something. So that's what killed it. It was like, yeah, we got to make it seem like it.
So Cam decided to take the Instagram under the post and type, you know, that he never agreed to that. But also, under Cam's post, another valuable person tweeted that, and it was Greg Olsen. Greg Olsen said, looks familiar.
Man, when I tell you this whole team then fell apart, I got to find a new team. That's it. Like, ever since our coach left, they've been getting rid of all the other players.
That's facts. I understand, you know, a head coach might want to go in his own direction, want to try to win with his own players, the players that he picked. I would tell you to give them another, like, season to put this together. I think Teddy Bridgewater and some of the assets that they have over there with Joe Brady's style of play might generate some offense that the Panthers haven't seen since, you know, early Cam Newton days. But I don't like the way they handle business in Carolina right now.
No, it ain't been good since Steve Smith left. Well, Steve Smith got traded.
It ain't been good since that Super Bowl run.
Well, yeah. Well, the business wasn't that bad, though. True. But once Steve got traded, it's been downhill ever since. It really has. Like, business has been bad. I'm going to have to find a new team. I'm sorry. So, you know, all the fans out there, let me know why I should be with y'all team. Because I'm done with the Panthers. This is ridiculous.
Exactly. I believe there's another team out there, man, that maybe dropped the rock again this week. I got to say, another team that dropped the rock was the Jaguars. How in the world did you trade away Calais Campbell to the Ravens? Out of all people. The Ravens. I mean, the Jaguars have just been giving away all of their good pieces.
Yeah, they were totally gone.
You get rid of Clay's Campbell. You're just getting rid of the things that got you to the playoffs.
They're the HBCU of the NFL.
I guess they're trying to do this whole rebuilding. That's the word everybody's using now. Rebuilding, but it's really destroying your team.
They're tanking for Sunshine. They're tanking for Trevor Lawrence. I don't know why, man. You just paid, Nick Foles some money.
He
been injured.
Been hurt.
Yeah.
Why are y'all giving these people money? It's this whole quarterback thing. I understand it's a quarterback league. But you still got to make good decisions. You giving this money to him and he might get hurt the first week.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Me either. I don't get it, but
I think it's the virus.
Oh, Lord.
Ain't nobody making great decisions, man.
I heard it give you fatigue, and I don't think it give you stupid decisions.
It might. Thanks, Carolina.
Oh, yeah, people are buying toilet paper for this thing, so maybe it do give you stupid exactly. decisions.
You got to use the bathroom that much. You need to go to the doctor.
I have never pooped that much in my... I've seen...
like, this is ridiculous, I've never pooped
that much in my life. What? Like, I seen a lady with 6 bags of toilet paper in her thing, and I'm just looking at her like...
Somebody has diarrhea.
If you need all of this toilet paper, put the toilet paper back and go get you some Depends. And wrap that ass up. Alright. For real.
It's just bad, bro. Like, I don't understand it, bro. Just like I had a friend on Facebook. Yeah. He said, y'all buying all this tissue. What the vitamins? Ain't nobody gonna get no vitamins. Everybody going to get tissue, trying, you know.
Everybody out here.
Make sure they butt good.
Look, you want to make sure your butt good. Go on and get you some Depends and be walking around this damn place like, what's his name off the Rugrats? Tommy. We gonna do it like Tommy out here. Some of y'all want a booty anyway. You get that pad up in there with that pamper, ain't nobody gonna be able to tell you nothing. You gonna be looking like Nicki Minaj.
Oh my god.
Exactly. When the bitch trying to get it, just drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. That thing gonna be hot because it gonna be stanky. Anyway. Back to Rock and Roll League, man. Hey, we did say who dropped the rock. You put that Depends on. You dropped all the rocks. Man. I'm trying to tell you.
You better be dropping some in there. Them things expensive.
Well, I know another thing that dropped. And the NFL CBA negotiations dropped. And they have agreed to terms. So that's going to take over the up-and-coming season. So expect to have... 2 more teams in the playoffs, a 17th game, the minimum wages that are going to be boosted for those minimal players. Also, the retired players are going to get, you know, bigger pensions. It's going to be a new way of NFL life. It's going to be labor peace for the upcoming seasons. How y'all feel about, you know, these negotiations and stuff like that? I feel like it was a good move, man. It was a good move. I think I know the whole older extra players games. Don't hate it, but I feel like it was a good move.
I hate the extra games. I don't get it.
Yeah, but. I don't get it either. I really don't, because if your team couldn't make it in the playoffs with that last system, we don't want to see y'all in the playoffs. You know,
it's just another blowout we gotta watch.
Yeah, basically, because you're gonna get your ass blowed out then, and then you're gonna get blowed out the next week. Yeah, I don't see it being a Cinderella story like March Madness or something.
Like, is the Super Bowl going to get pushed back because of the 17 games?
Yeah, they're going to have to. Yeah,
they're going to have to.
Bruh, like, that's going to be a lot like, in February.
Why would you change the Super Bowl? We all been growing up on that day knowing it's Super Bowl.
Well, at least around that week, man, because I know me being a vendor, we get Super Bowl displays, so now my display might get pushed back a little bit. I might have to build them Twin Towers again. I don't know. The Twin Towers of carbonated beverages.
Why you say it like that?
Because that's what it is, man. I don't want to give out too much.
Beverages.
Word of the week. Beverages.
Hey, you know what that should be?
What's that?
You know what it should be? The name of the podcast.
Beverages.
We sound so slow.
I know it, bro.
Oh, what up with the weed agreement?
The weed agreement. Matter of fact, also in CBA, I forgot. Thanks to Taz, man, keeping me on point. Shout out to him.
Let's get high.
For real. So there won't be any more penalties for smoking weed in the NFL. There won't be no more suspensions.
Josh Gordon gets a try.
First of all,
for the 12th time,
I want to give a shout out to Ricky Williams. He started the movement first.
Yeah, true. Yeah. But
he let the weed slow the Cadillac down.
Because ain't no way you telling me that had you like this.
Yeah, facts.
Meditating in the middle of flow barefooted on the ground, like you tripping. It was something in that. You can't tell me. I don't care what you say. Somebody put a little sprinkle in that. That man went left. That wasn't no weed.
Sprinkle a little Rona on that thing.
Oh, my God.
A little Rona juice. peanut butter and crack tablets.
Oh, my God.
But now, the thing is, do y'all think Josh Gordon going to actually, like, you got what you wanted now?
Yeah.
Now watch him come back to play.
Watch him come back to play. Nah, he's gonna be on I don't know if they even let him back. I know weed was some of the substance, but he had more than just weed that was bogging him down.
Yeah, he tripping.
Oh, he had real issues.
Hey, another thing happened today that we ain't talk about. Shout out to my god brother Cody. I know him and George, my homeboy over at Publix. They're a huge Saints fan, so I know they're gonna be jumping and hollering when they hit his news. But Drew Brees signed a 2-year deal to the Saints. Give it up for Drew Brees, man. I love the league with Drew Brees in it. Like, it's nothing like football with Drew Brees in it. Another 4,000-yard passer he give you every year. Him, Michael Thomas, Alvin Kamara back. See if they can do it again. Shout out to Drew Brees. How y'all feel about Drew Brees deciding not to retire and lead the game?
I want him to get a ring before he leave. He got to get one before he
leaves. Man. That's the only way.
Hey, look. Stephon Diggs gone. He might get past the Vikings.
Marshawn Lattimore ain't got to cover him.
This sound pretty good to me. No. Might be a Super Bowl now.
Hey, there you go. He won't hit that
hitter.
What? That boy hit the cha-cha slide under him, boy. He did the Ray Lewis dance under that thing.
He was that the kid in the back that always hid in the hidden drills, and they brought him to the front, and he do that. I don't surprise. They kept him. That's 2 years in a row. You're fired.
That's facts.
I need to go back to basic hitting because my boy just eating turf.
You know who else eating turf?
Who's that?
All of these people in the new AF7 Faux League, man. The A7F League. That's what it is. The A7F League. If y'all don't know about the A7F League, it's a league that is football with no pads at all. No helmet, no pads. I think they barely got cleats on.
I'm calling it the grown man league.
Good old backyard football.
That's all it is.
It looked like the advocation for CTE.
Oh my god!
Everybody out there gonna be Antonio Brown in the next couple years.
Like, man, they out there about to kill each other.
I ain't gonna lie, they got the thing about to fight somebody. Finna throw some good old hands. But, man, the way that they hitting, you can't tell me that's safer than regular football. And I know somebody had wrote a paper out, an article out, talking about the AF7 league is better than, is safer than the NFL. And I was like, bro, you gotta be smoking something. Because the way that big old fat man hit that little skinny dude that was the quarterback, it was over with. I don't have names, but they ain't on the back of their shirt.
I mean, this remind me of NFL in 2005. Like,
ooh.
Oh, yeah. They ain't slacking.
It look like NFL Street, honestly. Yeah. Without walls.
That's all it is, NFL Street. But that's on the field. It is. But on the field. And you ain't doing the run up the wall and all that, you know, superpower stuff. But, yeah. Other than that, it's I would rather watch that than NFL on a good day.
Yeah, I probably watch that better than the marbles that I gotta watch if we don't get nothing back.
Here we go.
But I mean, it is kind of entertaining. I get to see people do some moves that you wouldn't see in the NFL.
I'm telling you, it's either gonna be that or bowling. It's one or the other. I'm gonna have to pick another sport.
Bring back a little bit of contact, I'll watch sumo wrestling.
Huh? Well, we can't do no contact right now.
Yeah, you right. I mean, honestly, with them big old bellies, you really think the head-to-head is like 6 feet?
Well, that's a lot.
They wide. They built like Flanders or SpongeBob. Guess who forgot the pickles? Looking at
you forgot the pickles.
they built like the
bully. I'm gonna kick your butt. My boy was wide and he turned sideways, bro. Got skinny.
I'm gonna kick your butt.
Man, look. I was watching not the XFL. Well, they did play. Did anybody watch that game?
The XFL?
They played Sunday.
Yeah, they did.
And then that was it. I'm like, y'all trying to be that extreme? Like,
yep.
Everybody else ain't playing. Like, yeah, we gonna play. I ain't even watch it because I got so used to not watching sports.
Yeah.
I ain't watching.
They was just like, let us get 1 more million views in before we can't get nothing else.
I've been watching the X Games. Even though I watch the X Games every year, but it just was kind of different now because it's like,
I ain't got nothing else to watch. I'm definitely finna watch that.
Oh yeah,
I was in the room cheering and all, bro. I feel kind of bad now talking about it, cause I'm like, I was in there cheering for the X Games.
Shoot. Oh my god,
I don't even know these dudes' names, but they hard. I always watch the X Games, but it's just like I had to put some type of energy into this, cause I ain't got no other sports.
Yeah,
this is sad.
Oh, I gotta mention though. Jaquaski Tart, man, signed a 3-year deal with San Fran again, man. Shout out to Mobile Zone, man, getting that deal, racking up them checks, making sure he taking care of his chicken out there in San Fran, man.
Here you go.
Hey, man, you gotta take care of your chicken, bro. Okay,
all right, whatever you say, buddy.
Gotta take care.
Hopefully,
of your
they
chicken.
Can make another round with old porn star Jimmy.
Stop calling him that.
Hey man,
it's Jimmy Guwop.
No, it's porn star Jimmy. Stay with your chest.
But listen to what I said. Then I tell y'all he wouldn't go there because Jimmy Guwop was gonna fight Tom Brady.
And Tom Brady ain't scared. And what no mayonnaise eating porn star pumping boy.
I'm not going to say. You know why?
Why?
Jimmy Guwop was gonna put them hands on, so he changed his mind.
Jimmy Guwop can't put his hands on the football to make a touchdown pass to win the Super Bowl. How you gonna put his hands on Tom Brady? Somebody who did it 6 times.
They ain't got nothing to do with these hands, though.
Yeah,
they
dude.
They lethal.
His hands got Rona. And that's the reason why he...
That's why
Tom
he ran
Brady
away.
Went to Tampa. Hands got Rona, man.
He ain't going he ain't going nowhere but to the Rona.
Nah, man. It's more Rona everywhere else than in Tampa. Hey, man. Them Rona cheeks slap different down in Tampa. Sorry, Zell.
We over here, Mobile, the only one ain't got it. That's what it seemed like.
Nah, man. This quarantine and chill gonna have people all messed up. Matter of fact, bro, I was in the store the other day, man. I was in the store, I was hanging out, and I was, you know, picking out my little groceries up, and I was in the checkout line. You know how you can get a little nosy in the checkout line? And like, I was kind of looking through the looking at whatever the other dude was putting up on the counter. And guess what I seen on the counter that this fool put up on the counter?
Them condoms.
Nope, even worse.
Oh, that's even worse. Now,
the dude had a plan B. I'm like, bro, we only three days in the quarantine and chill. How you do this?
He was like, well, I guess she at home, so might as well, you know.
Oh, my.
I mean, look, I gotta stay home. Might as well play a little tag, you know?
Yeah, and I almost got stuck with it.
Yeah, uh-huh. Definitely. Tripping.
Just the three of us. We can make it if we try.
That's crazy.
Bro. Now you over here like a scorpion off Mortal Kombat. Get over here.
Come here and do your homework.
Boy, it's over, bro. I mean, but dang, man. I wonder if that's a rocket or drop it topic right there. He was bold, though, to be up in the checkout line with Plan B like it was a bag of Skittles. I could do it. I could do it. I couldn't be in no checkout line like that.
Well, boy was risking it all. He didn't care.
Yeah, he was bold. Bold as hell to have the Plan B sitting out there on the little thing, letting it roll down, pause. You feel me? I'm just like, I'm over here being nosy. I'm like, man, you ain't got no, you know, discreetness to you. You just got it all out there.
Pull that game week.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I went just home by to pull a piece out of the oven or pull my car out the driveway.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I went to home by to pull up. Hell, he might overshoot. Like, hey, man, pull up. Nah, hell nah. Facts, man. Y'all some fools. Oh, but yeah, man, it's been a dope pod for us to step to. Oh, shout out. We got to go and shout out Big Head Chuck's Barbecue, man. Another sponsor of the pod. Good games are hard to find, and so is good barbecue. Big Head Barbecue has the best barbecue you can get. They do parties, sweet 16s, and even dirty 30s. You have an occasion, they got the grills blazing. Hit them up on Facebook at Big Heads Barbecue, and you can call them at 251-379-0094. That's 251-379-0094.
Let me get some barbecue.
Man, for real. But... And our last, you know, how we kick it, how we always end the podcast from now for the more, man. We got song of the week. Hey, bro, so Who is on? Whose song is it on? I believe it's on Smoke App.
Baby Voice.
Uh oh.
This is the baby
voice. Nobody.
This song.
Smoke Sweat.
This song is by your boy Ocean.
It's been a DJ.
And it's called Vibe.
Can you say that in your DJ voice?
Alright.
No,
yo,
like,
hey yo, what it do? This your boy DJ Smoke. This is a song by your boy Ocean Vibe. You know, it's called Vibe. My bad, y'all. It's called Vibe. Y'all go ahead and listen to it. It's a great song. Y'all rock with it. We rock with it. Let's do it.
I feel like he got some heat coming up, man. Some heat. I've been kind of checking him out. Homeboy, he's a new artist or whatever, but he got some heat, and I feel like everybody gonna vibe with this. So Frankie, lay the track, man. Hey, it's been good kicking with y'all on Off the Rock. We'll see y'all again next week, same time, same place, right, guys?
Yeah.
Right.
Man, I need you, man. Your voice louder, nigga.
Beverages, Jesus.
We can float away. Met. I could tell you wasn't like these other brides. Cute face, a thin waist, an open mind. You were venting about all the shit you've been through, and I'm sitting back like, who the fuck would ever wanna hurt you? Whoa, we smoking palm trees, shooting the summer breeze. You best believe I'm trying to slide up in between, I'm peeping straight through the seam. I know we both got demons, but tonight I'm feeling finished. I got the love you need, so you can check me off your wish list. I went and bought a deep dish. She loves all my deep shit. We still play Nintendo. That's like my favorite console. I can't believe. You're such a fucking angel. I wanna suck your breast and bend the love of favorite cartoon. It's a mood, yeah, yeah. Is it obvious that all I want is you? Yeah, yeah. I fucking love the way you vibe into my groove, yeah. Then drop it down and pick it up, cause it's a new year. I don't mind if you stay, but baby, please just stay with me. We can float away, It's just fine. I can pull up light just to chill with you. Drop it in your heart, what you wanna do? Yeah, what you wanna do? I bet you think I'm crazy, but fuck them other dudes. I'm bossed up, smacking villains, call me Izuku. I got a blunt or two, so what you trying to do? Let's take a ride around the city, bumping meat hoop. I'm looped up like a lasso, my soul scraped the gravel. Be the atom to your evil, baby, please don't touch the apple. She tatted up like Fable, body painted Picasso. That booty's hitting up so nicely, she's spicy, then mama royalty, ayy. Trying to give you something better than better. Your heart is a treasure, get to know you deeper than pleasure. You feel me? Spiritual connections, girl, just meditate with me. Let me peek inside your mental, girl, just elevate with me. I know your mind is probably screaming, slow down, slow down. Let the kings arise, so baby, put on your crown to flex on them. Like a vest in the chest, girl, I'm just here to protect you. I'm blessed, but don't stress, I am. You stay, but baby, please just lay with me. We can float away. We can float away. Yeah.
Song of the Week is brought to you by King Chris the Barber at the Hair Show of Alabama. Don't look far near, the Fade King is here. The Clippers of Gold is here to shape your soul. He cuts all styles and shades. Hit him up at 205-519-1032. That's 205-519-1032. You can find him at the Hair Show of Alabama and Bel Air Mall in Mobile, Alabama.